The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hello there, listeners. It's Friday, and this is the BTN News Show for February 15th, 2019. We're going to get you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, coming at you in about 5 minutes. We know the entire lineup of wearables that's coming from Samsung. How? Well, they did it to themselves. Yes, the update that came to Samsung's wearables app, well, they actually just revealed their entire lineup for the new products. Oops! These were actually going to be unveiled alongside the Galaxy S10 next week, but somebody, I guess, was a little overexcited. So, what are we going to be getting that we're not supposed to know about? Well, the Galaxy Watch Active. Looks like we're also getting the Galaxy Fit and the Galaxy Fit E. Obviously, you can kind of guess by that name, those are fitness brand watches. Another thing we're going to be getting to is Galaxy Buds. Though, we kind of knew that already. That kind of leaked a couple of times before. But now, hey, it's confirmed. So yeah, I don't know how well the event's going to go down now on February 20th. I'm pretty sure, however, though, there'll be one less employee coming in on the office on Monday. All right, so we talked about it just yesterday. Apple TV service, streaming, blah, blah, blah. Hollywood, yeah, you remember yesterday's show. We didn't know when the heck it was going to come out. Well, now we know. Apple has said that they will talk about the service on March 25th. However, though, it definitely is not going to be available that day. And it ain't even going to be available on April 2nd. So how long? Probably the fall of this year. So what the heck could be the cause of delay why it's not ready for prime time on the day that we talk about it? Well, according to what we're hearing, they've got about 24 original television shows in the works, and they're not done yet. Meaning no shows, no service. In fact, we don't even know if filming's even started on a lot of them. However, though, we still should see other nice goodies. A new iPad Mini 5, new AirPods probably, and yeah, even probably a new iPod Touch, if you can believe that. How you liking Windows 10? You hate it too, just like a lot of people? But you're saying, fine, yep, I gotta get used to it, it's just how it is. Well, there might be a new one coming pretty soon. Microsoft's currently testing a new version of Windows 10 that apparently won't be ready till next year sometime. Now, from what we're hearing, this will just be a major update to Windows 10, not a whole new OS. Though that being said, it is kind of unusual for a company to be testing, shall we say, such an update so many months before. What's even stranger about this, Microsoft hasn't even started testing its next 2019 update. We're hearing the code name on that is 19H2. So meaning somebody's really excited for the 2020 update, that they completely forgot about the 2019 update. Or they could be anticipating that the 2019 update is going to wreak havoc and hell on the 2020 update. Now, as far as the 2019 update is concerned, yeah, we should be getting that later this spring. That'll include a new light theme, and also a separation of Cortana from Windows Search. That'd be greatly appreciated. Plus, a new built-in Office app. I guess we can only hope that if that 2020 update they're so happy and gung-ho about, maybe they'll have all those bugs and fixes ironed out before they release it to us. Yeah, right. And finally, yeah, you can probably guess where that's going. Hopefully that isn't too much of a copyright to steal from Nintendo. Yeah, talking about Super Mario Brothers. It's a classic. Such a classic, you may not even have the original cartridge game around anymore. And if you do, it's probably in crap shape. And those little plastic Nintendo cases they gave you to put it in, yeah, it's probably all shredded now. But if it's not, you could be sitting on a gold mine. Yes, very recently, a mint condition original copy of Super Mario Brothers. No, this is not the one that came with the console with also includes Duck Hunt. No, this is the actual Super Mario Brothers cartridge. Actually sold at auction for, get this, $100,150. Now I know a lot of us out there are going, oh man, why did I get rid of all my Nintendo cartridges? That was my retirement. I don't know about you, but I'm taking off the rest of the day from work. I'm going to go dig in the closet just to see, you know, just to make sure I don't have something stuck way at the back. Oh, I never opened that. Let's stick it on eBay and retire. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website for all of our podcasts. Go check them out right now for yourself. Also, you can find us on Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and our BTN community at our Slack room. Come join us now, britishtech.slack.com. The News Show, yep, preparing for the weekend. I suggest you do the same. Get a little rest, get a little relaxation going. Don't worry, though, we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But Until then, have a great Friday and a wonderful weekend. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.